U.S. Chamber of Commerce flies multiple Ukraine flags, only one American flag. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on February 24, 2023. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is flying two Ukrainian flags at its headquarters in the nation's capital, despite only having one American flag on display. Apparently, the Chamber of Commerce has a rule to fly two Ukrainian flags for every American flag that they fly at their headquarters in Washington, D.C., Republican strategist Andrew Sarabian tweeted along with a photo of the flags. The Chamber of Commerce raised the two Ukrainian flags on Thursday to commemorate the first anniversary of the Ukraine-Russia conflict. Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Suzanne P. Clark praised the strength and spirit of the Ukrainian people as they fight for their freedom and democracy in a statement issued Thursday. "We are proud of how the U.S. and our allies have rallied behind democratic Ukraine. And as the war enters its second year, we must continue to stand up for our values and support the Ukrainian people," Clark continued. Clark noted that corporations across the country have come together and supplied more than $1 billion in corporate humanitarian aid for Ukraine since last February. "In addition to responding to immediate needs, we must look ahead to building a secure and prosperous future for Ukraine when the war is won," Clark said. She added that the private sector will be an essential partner in working with the Chamber of Commerce to prepare for Ukraine's reconstruction and modernization. "The U.S. business community remains steadfast in its backing for Ukraine, and we will continue to assist the administration, Congress, and our allies to support Ukraine in the face of Russia's aggression," Clark concluded. In the public sector, President Joe Biden's administration has appropriated more than $110 billion in military and economic aid to Ukraine during the first year of conflict. The Chamber of Commerce has taken a credibility hit among Republicans for its leftward swing in support of Democrats in recent congressional elections. Speaking with Breitbart News in January 2022, Kevin McCarthy, RCA, promised that the Chamber of Commerce would no longer be welcomed in the Republican Party if it continued to endorse Democrats and back big business at the expense of Americans. "The Chamber left the party a long time ago," McCarthy told Breitbart News. "In the last election, the Chamber supported Democrats. The Chamber gave a higher score to Democrats who are voting for this policy because they signed some letter then voted the opposite of what the letter said, than Kevin Brady, who was chair of Ways and Means and brought us the tax cuts." Now that he is House Speaker, McCarthy and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, RLA, have both refused to meet with the Chamber. "The priorities of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce have not aligned with the priorities of House Republicans or the interests of their own members, and they should not expect a meeting with Speaker McCarthy as long as that's the case," McCarthy spokesman Mark Bednar said earlier this month. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.